working or talking or thinking. That's the idea here, as we, on the Good Day program, present to you some of the important stories of the day. Some of them you'll know something about, and others are things that are taken from our own scrapbook. Serious ideas, sometimes fun things. Roberta Fasanelli is here, along with Ken Kessler, who's monitoring our social media, mostly Facebook.com/Good Day Show and Twitter. What's happening there, Kenny, that we need to be updated on? We have a couple of things that have worked through the week and a couple of things that have sort of come to our attention today. So what's the latest there?
Well, we were talking earlier about Robert Plant, singer for Led Zeppelin, finally turning up on social media. He started a Twitter page yesterday and has over 40,000 people. So he asked on Facebook, since Robert Plant is now on Twitter, who's the most famous person that you've tried to connect with on social media?
Hmm. And?
Kevin says Adam McKay, the director, co-writer of every Will Ferrell movie, and that he actually replied to one of Kevin's jokes.
Really? That's kind of cool.
Brenda says she exchanges tweets with Tori Johnson of Good Morning America and Melissa Gilbert from time to time.
Mm-hmm.
Jay says he's connecting with Jim Parsons, who is Sheldon Cooper on The Big Bang Theory.
Ah, all right.
And Ryan says Doug Steffen.
Very nice, Ryan. Thank you. That's Ryan Seacrest, of course, who wants to be in touch with me. Roberta, who do you have that you are back and forth, or at least you have as friends on Facebook, famous people?
Oh, I got my cousin, of course.
Peter Facinelli. Yeah, right. Facinelli.
He pronounces it the correct way, which is Facinelli.
Yes.
Right. The C-I in Italian is pronounced like a C-H.
Yes, okay.
So I got Peter, and I got you, of course. And
ooh.
I've got McFadden, of course.
Yeah.
And
talking about famous people now.
Famous people. You're famous.
Oh.
But that's about
known.
It.
I have. It's interesting. I've found a lot of these 60s and 70s singers, like Jackie DeShannon.
Yeah.
I have Blondie. That is usually the group that I find when presented.
Oh, on Facebook?
Other. Yeah. Right.
Well, I got James Maddock, which was one of my favorite singers. I'm a friend of his on Facebook.
Right. So there you go. Those of you who have been following news from Pakistan know there's plenty of trouble over there. There's plenty of things from our perspective to be careful of. Now the latest wrinkle, a Pakistani TV star has drawn huge ratings after handing out babies abandoned in garbage heaps to childless couples on air. This is a new primetime television show on Pakistani TV.
No.
Yep. This guy is a game show host. Can't pronounce his name. And so what he's done, this program has become wildly popular. It's broadcast 14 hours a day every day, and was especially through the Muslim Holy Month, which ended, Ramadan ended on Thursday. Certainly has his critics who regard him as a shameless entertainer with questionable Islamic credentials. And when he started handing out babies, just like a prize, there was outrage. Nothing wrong with handing out abandoned babies to willing parents, but it's the way he does it, apparently. One of the newspaper columnists in Karachi wrote, you're not doing it for God, you're doing it for ratings. And then this guy, who's the host's name is Amir Hassan, he says, it's not a prize, it's not a game show, it's real charity. Giving away is the wrong word. We actually hand over children to needy parents. So they have apparently, the emergency rooms of the hospitals in Karachi and elsewhere find these babies all over the place. And if they're alive, they try to save them. And this guy has made a connection with a few hospitals, and so he's giving the babies away. Look, find a home. Hey, you want to apply for a baby? Come on to my TV show. I'm betting this is going to show up in American television. What do you bet?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah. Oprah could be doing this.
Yeah. Exactly.
And you get a baby. And you get a baby.
Yeah.
And you get a baby.
All right. Speaking
under your seat.
Of babies, one of the things that's a big, big, big problem in our country is sexual abuse of children. There are so many sexually abused children. I happen to know somebody very well who was sexually abused as a child. It's a very, very, very important conversation that I want to have with a lady named Polly Franks, who has set up a nonprofit called It's Not Your Fault.
an advocate for victims of childhood sexual abuse. So we'll talk about the problem here in a moment on Good Day.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger, a surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys new touchless soap and towel dispensers, and plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
What do you suppose she's thinking in there?
Probably princesses. I hope. She's going to be okay. Right?
When a loved one faces a serious illness, families need answers. That's why Siemens developed the first-of-its-kind scanner that can lead to faster diagnosis, allowing treatment to begin sooner.
How is she, doctor?
I've got good news. Somewhere in America, there's new hope happening in the world of healthcare. Siemens Answers.
Running. Are you really gonna drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program, 14 after the hour. The focus on something that's a very serious problem, not only in our country but around the world. I've invited Polly Franks, who's the founder and executive director of It's Not Your Fault, an organization for survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And I guess, Polly, where I want to get started is your own circumstance, because most of the time I find when people get into this sort of thing with a passion that you obviously have gotten involved in, that there's a story.
Yes, I'm afraid there is. It's a rather bizarre story. We had a neighbor that we were friends with for years, and we had no idea about his past. This was prior to the passage of Megan's Law. But turns out our friend and neighbor had been known as the ski mask rapist of San Antonio, Texas. And also unknown to us, he had become known by police as the bandana bandit of Richmond, Virginia, where we are. So we had no clue about what he was until he came after my daughters.
Mm-hmm. How old were your daughters at the time?
8 and 9.
Mm-hmm. Mm. That's what these guys do. Unfortunately, the children who are, and I've found, I've come across these things a couple of times in my life. I can tell my own story. I think everybody's kind of got a story. I know what my story is. I have a very close friend who told me that she just kind of blocked out this time in her life, but I happen to know that when she was five and a half, she had an encounter with a man, and it has really proven to be a very, it changes your life, your outlook on stuff, and sometimes you don't know why, doesn't it?
Absolutely, because you don't know who to trust. Children innately trust the grown-ups. And unfortunately, some grown-ups let them down in the worst possible way.
Mm-hmm.
One thing I made sure to tell my children when this was over and done with were two things. One, this is absolutely not your fault. This is 100% the fault of the predator. And two, most men are not like this. I didn't want them growing up being fearful of men and thinking they were all a bunch of pervs.
See, I think that's one of the problems that that does present when this experience happens, and then somehow or other it gets to the point of thinking or on the part of the person that there is not anything about any man that can be trusted. There's not anything that is good, and then the punishment gets metered out in every relationship, and sometimes you don't even know that you're punishing these people because of the experience that you had. that wasn't your fault, and it becomes a whole snowballing effect and creates people that have multiple personalities and stuff that just, it's hard to grasp how deep this goes, isn't it?
Absolutely. You know, you think of, you know, the dirty, greasy, scary man hanging out at the playground, when 90% of the time it's somebody the child already knows,
yeah.
as we've seen with the Sandusky case, the pedophile priest case,
mm-hmm.
or even worse, with relatives, people that the child lives with,
yeah.
or grandpa, or Uncle Harry. And that makes it, in my mind, far worse of a betrayal if it's someone the child has already felt that they can trust and is bonded with. Also sets up a situation where a lot of them are not believed, mm-hmm. which to me is the worst thing.
A lot of who are not? The children are not believed? You mean when they tell the story, I had this problem,
right.
I had this something happen. It's kind of like women with rape who are older, that, let's say, a late teenager, middle 20, even 30-year-old woman who's raped, they tend to not want to come forth, it would seem, because of the embarrassment or because they don't think people will believe them. How do we get to a point where we are that, if it's cynical or whatever it is, how do you get to a point where you just turn people off like that?
I wish I had the answer. I really do. I don't know why, but this is the one crime where the victim is repeatedly victimized.
Yeah.
Victimized again through the system, often victimized through family and friends. It makes no sense. It's insane.
What do you do to help these people? What's the, if there's a solution, what do you advise to people? And it's more women than it is men, is it not? I mean, oh, there are men, boys who
yes.
go through it as well as girls who go through it. What do you advise them to do as they become an adult and have a hard time, or sometimes are in denial about this, or just don't want to go there?
Right. I say get help. I mean, I myself am not a therapist, but I say, first of all, always know this was, if you were the child and this was the adult, it was 100% not your fault. You had nothing to do with this. There's no reason, no legitimate reason for an adult to do this to you.
Where do you go to get help? How do you get help?
Well, there's therapists, there's any number of organizations, other, you know, nonprofit organizations which can offer that help. You know, it's available, it's out there. People need to realize, again, I've seen this over and over and over again, people who had been carrying around this baggage for years,
mm-hmm.
and they feel guilty or they feel bad,
mm-hmm.
and because primarily the adults at the time did not believe.
Well, it affects, right, and especially if it's somebody in your home, if it's someone that you have trusted, somebody, a father, brother, somebody like that, or a friend of the family's, I mean, where do you go, especially if you're young, 5, 6, 7-year-old person, then you close it off. I can see why people would just shut down.
Absolutely. And I tell people, you know, if the adults that you're with don't believe you, tell a teacher, tell someone.
Yeah.
Just keep talking and talking and talking. And it's terrifying for children.
But as an adult, you can't, well, you'd like to think that you'd hope that it wouldn't ruin their lives, their relationships with men and or women, but it certainly has the potential to do that unless you get to somebody who can bring you out of it in some way, shape, or form, or have you deal with it. That's the, sounds to me like the hardest thing. Website for you, it's notyourfault.us. It's notyourfault.us. So if you have it in your history or somebody in your family does, you might want to check out that website. Polly Franks, thanks for telling us the story. Appreciate it here. A good day.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Let's go back in time, shall we, here on the Good Day program. The top five songs during this week in 1986. As you know, on this program, we are basically issue-oriented. We're talking about things that a lot of people are very interested in. At least that's our hope, and that's why we're still here after 25 years, because I guess we find out what many people are interested in discussing or hearing discussed. Having said that, there always is an emotional connection to pop music that I love to find.
And you know what this emotional connection is for me?
But Jermaine Stewart, and we don't have to take our clothes off. What's that, Richard?
Yeah, I hate the song, could care less about the song, don't even really remember it.
Yeah.
But it says, we could drink some cherry wine. Who does that remind you of?
Cherry wine, Neil Diamond.
Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, Jennifer.
And how she loves that North Carolina cherry wine.
Yeah, right. All right, well, Jennifer's not
cheer
here,
wine.
But Roberta is,
cheer
Kenny
wine,
is, Rich. Richie is. So we're going through the top five songs just for the fun of it, just for the heck of it, just for the hay of it. From this week in 1986, and at number five, Jermaine Stewart. At number four, Stevie Winwood.
Yes.
Great pop song and great philosophy of love. Why not make it a better and a higher love?
One of the most talented artists of our time.
Started very young.
Started at 15.
Spencer Davis.
Spencer Davis Group, yeah.
Crank it up, Richie, for a minute.
You all remember Give Me Some Lovin'?
Yeah.
It'd be him at 15 years old.
Here's something that I've asked Roberta before, because her pal, the boss, has this. And I don't know if you've ever answered this. We talk about how these guys with this kind of a voice have to really work. This has got to be tough on their throat, on their vocal cords, on everything that pipes up to make sound come out. And people who sing with the power that Winwood and Bruce does, some of these other singers, how they sustain it, especially Bruce, over 40-some-odd years.
Bruce grunts it out.
Well,
but it's not a hot sound.
It's what?
If you look at his neck, he's got these muscles and veins in his neck that just pop out when he sings. I mean, your vocal cords are a muscle, and it's like training any other muscle.
I went and saw Peter Frampton last night. And Peter Frampton, he still has the exact same voice he did back in 1976 on Frampton Comes Alive. He sounds great. He looks great. He's guys in great condition. And he's 63 years old.
Yeah.
But who warmed up for him? B.B. King.
Really?
88 years old.
God love him.
And he still sounds great. He only sings four or five songs, but
no, that's all right.
He sounds great.
He's having fun.
Yeah, he's having
a good
time.
So Winwood and Higher Love, number four during this week in 1986. As we go through the top five, number three is next. She was by herself here. Melinda Carlisle and Mad About You is number three. It's a good pop song. I like her and her music, whether she's solo or in the group. What about you, Richie?
What a pop week for
music. It's a good pop week.
My goodness.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So that would lead us into number two. That I don't like Peter Cetera. Never has.
Somebody come over here and push the button for me. I can't do it.
Horrible.
Michael.
Make it fast.
All right. Thank you.
All right, that's enough.
Okay, there it is. Number two.
Number one.
I was never so happy to play a Madonna song in my life.
How do these guys like Peter Cetera, Michael McDonald,
because
some of these other crooners are crap?
They're called band killers.
How do they get popular? How do they make it?
They come in, and Chicago never had a bigger hit than when Peter Cetera joined them.
Yeah.
The Doobie Brothers never had bigger hits than when Michael McDonald joined them.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true with Journey and Steve Perry, with the exception that Steve Perry actually wrote rock and roll songs still and good songs. But, you know, you bring in all these high-powered singers, and boom, all of a sudden you started getting hits, and you start writing pop hits to get on the radio. Yeah. And that's what they did.
All right, so anyway, Papa Don't Preach was the number one song during this week in 1986 for your listening and dancing pleasure. A little LSD here on the radio, creating your bliss. That's my job. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
No hoodie, no jeans, a few dollars got me in, you know.
Cause mom, come and brush up your way.
Go back to school with Kmart. Get hoodies or denim for $10. And Shop Your Way members get rulers for just 10 cents each with an in-store purchase of $5 or more. Kmart, a new school year starts here. Offer valid through 8/17/13. Exclusions and limits apply. See store for details.
GEICO presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with GEICO, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become a biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
GEICO could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Hey, what you doing?
I'm online looking at a satellite view of the neighborhood.
Huh. What's with all the dots?
Green means it's for sale, yellow means sold.
Gotcha. Hey, is that the house we looked at?
Yeah, I love it. Maybe we should talk to a realtor, make an offer?
Did that house just go from green to yellow?
Yeah, sold. Right before our very eyes.
Buyers are in the market, but there's a shortage of homes for sale. If you've been thinking about selling, now may be the right time. Every market's different. Call a realtor today and visit realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
There's a huge and hushed up conspiracy going on that's about to turn your lives upside down in the coming few months. Unbelievably, the media are keeping quiet about this. I'm sure they know it, but they probably know that revealing it on TV will generate mass hysteria and chaos. But I believe you should be informed about it Because when the sinister agenda is finally accomplished and everything unravels, only those who know this secret info will survive and thrive. Go to 123conspiracy.com right now to see the truth. The video at 123conspiracy.com reveals the real, secret reason why Obama is after your guns and ammo. And it's not just in response to mass murders of preparing for war. It's something much darker. Go watch the video now at 123conspiracy.com before they shut it down. Again, that's 123conspiracy.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Listen to the Good Day Show, right?
Does That's it right. I saw it last night in the bar I was at.
Right, exactly. For a good time, listen to Dudley and Richie and Kenny and Roberta and Jennifer when she's around. She's out this week. Not only can you hear it on the radio, and you hear it at DougStephan.com, RadioAmerica.org, CRN, Talk.com. TalkStream Live. I've never heard it on TalkStream Live. Have you guys heard it on TalkStream Live?
Yeah.
Have you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
TalkStream Live is kind of cool. They take everybody's stream, so they're just basically taking our stream and playing it on their site. But what they do is it's kind of a popularity thing. So whoever's getting the most clicks to listen at that point in time rises to the top of the list, and then it goes on down. And they have, I don't know, 70, 80, 90.
You ever check to see how we do?
Yeah, no, I mean, we float around in the top bunch there. Sometimes we're in the middle, sometimes we're at the top.
I know on the weekend when we do the Dr. Ken Health thing, and that we're always in the arc around number one. Yeah,
yeah,
people like that sort of thing.
Yeah.
All right, so let's get to some of the issues of the day. In a matter of moments, I want to spend some time talking about that raw milk case because there's some new information, and it doesn't necessarily speak to the goodness of raw milk. It speaks to the process of things going on in our country. Your tax dollars at work or not is the question. That's my new main theme. I don't know if it's new, Richie. You've been around me a long time.
No.
Know that the waste of money that we work hard for, we work very hard, most of us, to pay our taxes, to pay our bills. And when you see things that happen in whether it's the public sector, it's the executive branch, the legislative branch, the judicial branch, and they're wrong, it's just bad. It really is problematic. So I'll deal with that in just a few minutes. First, though, Roberta has been studying her life.
Mm-hmm.
And at her age, she's quite attractive, has taken very good care of herself. Sometimes she's had an enhancement here, a little tuck there.
I will admit to it freely.
Yes, you do. But in looking ahead to what's going to happen with you and other people, you found some research, the Pew Research Center survey, on whether or not you would like to live to be 120 years old. I think it was last week or the week before, Kenny, we talked about this guy now, the oldest living man, as an American, lives near Detroit, if I remember correctly, 112, 113. And he looked actually pretty good. He looked like he was much more than 80, 85, maybe 90. So anyway,
gee, you only look 90.
Well, I mean, if you're 112,
that's, bad if you're 100.
Says, well, that's kind of a compliment. Some hot chick who's 90 years old says, "Hey, man, you look like you're my age."
Somehow, I think there's not much difference in the way you look between 90, 100, 110. No,
I heard that.
I don't think there's much of a difference.
I heard that 100 is the new 80. Everybody hear that?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Again, I just saw B.B. King sitting on stage last night, belting out the hits. 88 years old.
God bless him.
I'll be 88 next month.
Yeah. All right. So, Roberta, what are the findings in this survey?
Well, they interviewed people, and what they found was most people, 56%, would not want to live to 120 years old.
Really?
I guess they figure maybe by then they'll be really decrepit.
Well,
I don't know.
It's all about quality of life. People don't think they're going to have quality of life at 120.
They said most people consider the ideal lifespan between 79 and 100 with a median age of 90. Mm-hmm. But Americans born today, like a baby born today, can expect to live the median age of 79.
Well, that's how old they live now.
Well, I think a little younger now, yeah. But I took
like
one of those 70, online.
67, yeah.
I took one of those online tests, and this was pretty comprehensive. It was like it took me a good 15-20 minutes to go through it, and they ask you about your medical history,
how,
your blood pressure,
to tell you how
blah, blah, blah,
old you are.
How
so
old?
They,
like, right.
You're gonna die tomorrow.
You're gonna live too. Yeah.
And I got 104.
I got 104 on mine too. I got 96
really?
On one of them.
Yep.
104 on another one of them.
I'm living on borrowed time. It told me I should have died 10 years ago.
Right. Yeah, mine said 22.
You're an exception, Richie. All right, so that's the story. How many of you want to live to be 120? It's a rhetorical question.
You know, it kind of freaks me out a little bit.
Right.
I was talking to my
this
uncle.
Sort of thing, you mean?
I was talking to my uncle, and you know, I guess when you get into your 70s, you start thinking, how much longer have I got left?
And you can't think that when you're in your 30s.
No, I think it's more real. And, you know, we're just kind of having a conversation. I'm down at the beach hanging out with him. We're doing something. We're working on his house or something like that. He's like, yeah, you know, I can figure I'm around for another 10 years. I'm like, what are you talking about? You're going to be around more than 10 years. He's like, yeah, you never know.
He's
in great shape. He's 70 couple, and he's in great shape. And I'm like, you are definitely going to be around more than 10 years.
Yeah. He knows of your condition, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah.
No, he didn't feel like, I mean, I wouldn't want to have that conversation with you, even though you wouldn't mind. I wouldn't have that conversation with you as my friend because I would think it would be insensitive. But you don't
how much longer you are going to be around or how much longer I'm
going
to be around?
How much longer you're
going
to be around?
Oh, I'll be around at least into my late 70s to 80.
Yeah. 90. Let's shoot for 90 for Richie.
Yeah, if I can get into my mid-80s, I'd be happy.
104 for me. You're that much younger, so we'll still be doing this program. And somebody said to me the other day,
good.
It probably wouldn't sound too good.
Welcome back to the Good Day Show. Next, you ever that little guy over there is Rich McFadden.
Nice little guy over there.
And the one with the droopy things over there is Roberta Fascinelli.
Mm-hmm. Droopy things?
Droopy things.
She's got those smaller shoulder boulder holders.
Yes.
It's 20 before the hour on Good Day.
Get those things up a little bit.
Geico presents a thank you letter from your motorcycle.
Hi, you dear guy that sits on me. I just wanted to say thanks. Ever since you saved money on your motorcycle insurance with Geico, we've been going out a lot more. The beach, the mountains, that curvy road that leads to the diner with the milkshakes you love. Look, the point is, you and me, we've become the biker buds. And I like it. I like it a lot.
Geico could help you save on your motorcycle insurance. And that should make you and your bike very happy.
Look, kid, people touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Polls say 2 out of 3 Americans no longer trust government. I think it's more than that, and for very good reasons, by the way. Stalled economy, weakening dollar, and a central bank that doesn't know when to quit printing money, recklessly throwing our children's money at unfixable problems. Who do you trust? Well, your own common sense, for one thing. If you ran your home like the government, spending twice your income, you'd be broke overnight. Will politicians spend us off the fiscal cliff? Well, that's the subject of a fantastic new book, The Great Debasement, I've been telling you about all year, my friend Craig Smith at Swiss America. I recommend reading this book, as I have, for your children's sake. Call now, 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646, for a free review copy of The Great Debasement, subtitled The 100-Year Dying of the Dollar and How to Get America's Money Back. Learn from history so we don't repeat it. Discover the key to entering a new golden age instead of a dark age. Call 800-289-2646, 800-289-2646. This is the truth you can trust.
These days, everyone is looking for ways to save money. One idea is to get a free rate quote on your car insurance from GEICO. You can save 15% or more. It's a wonderful way to save money. And after that, if you're still looking for ways to save, here's another handy tip. To save money on clothing, do like me. Just don't wear any. And you'll also save money on dry cleaning.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com to see how much you could save. GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Mary, mother of three, walking through her front door right after she saved $93 back to school shopping at Kohl's.
What a feeling!
And this is Mary walking her dog in the rain.
I can't have it all, now I'm dancing for my life.
And this is Mary at the dentist.
Get the feeling of great savings on the brands your kids want for back to school at Kohl's Savings 101 sale starting Friday. Kohl's, expect great things.
Running, running, and running, running, and running.
Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started in here.
OfficeMax has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of max value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
OfficeMax, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
17 and a half for the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden. The focus on government and what they do with your money. How about this one? This is for the books. The state of Michigan has approved issuing bonds to pay for a new arena for the Red Wings. Where am I?
They're bankrupt.
Who's,
and they're going
to out on the highway?
No, I'm listening to the highway here, or the garbage guy in front of Roberta's place.
They're taking down a tree and they're mulching it right in front of me.
Oh, perfect. Film at 11.
Anyway. Of life.
Right, so back to Detroit. So they're
Red
bankrupt.
Wing, yeah.
And they want to build a new stadium.
A 45 block entertainment district has been proposed north of downtown. $650 million.
Well,
about 44% of that money financed through public offerings.
Well,
state property tax.
I will say, if you talk to your old friend Nancy Skinner, she's out there promoting the fact that Detroit is on a rebound, and
she got hired by the city
No, it's just, you know, it's her hometown. So, and a lot of people are saying that they went bankrupt doing all of the upgrades to rejuvenate the downtown, and the downtown is now rejuvenated, and I'm assuming that they think this is the final key to the rejuvenation.
Yeah,
and I will tell you, I was just in Baltimore last night where the Camden Yards for the Orioles rejuvenated that inner harbor.
Yep.
And
absolutely.
Now they have the Raven Stadium down there.
So maybe
there.
It's a good way of spending money, you're saying. Is that
so
what you're suggesting?
It takes it. You got to spend money to make money, and maybe they're looking to spend their way out of it.
All right. Another. So I'll take that under advisement, Richie. Thank you.
We'll see.
This one will send everybody over the top. Remember in Wisconsin the story of Vernon Hirschberger. About a month ago, we talked about him being on trial. He was charged with 4 criminal misdemeanors for supplying a private buying club with raw milk. The state took him to court and had their head handed to them. And so now, a lot of people, including those who are on the jury, are talking about the injustices that were presented by the state against Mr. Hirschberger and really stirring the pot in the state of Wisconsin. The motion was filed to revoke his bail because he went back to work selling his milk after they found him not guilty. They said, still illegal to do this, and you're doing it. So, and he got out on bail because he hasn't been sentenced yet, because he was found guilty of one element in the 4 charges that were brought against him. The state of Wisconsin, how much money do you think the state of Wisconsin has spent to go after this guy?
Take a guess.
$300,000.
Keep going.
Million.
Keep going.
No.
Million four.
Wow.
And this is all about what people choose to do, their choices when it comes to what they drink, what they put in their body.
No, it's not. It's all about control. It's all about them being able to control what
that's,
you consume.
Yeah, right. But in reality, what it is about your health and well-being. But you're right, Richie. The subtext to all of this is they're trying to tell you you should be afraid of raw milk. Nonsense.
So that they can tax you on the milk that comes through.
Well,
you still collect sales tax on your raw milk you sell, so what's the big deal?
No, you don't. You don't collect tax on food.
That's right.
No, they don't do it there either.
So they don't make any money on you.
But the thing that is really problematic about this, not only the way that they handled it, the jurors handled it, I mean the state handled it, the jurors said they learned so much about the system and also about raw milk. And how the people that were testifying proved that it was healthy, full of digestive enzymes. It had all of the right things in it that fought cancer, that kind of stuff. So at the end of the day, Hershberger lost, but he won because the public sentiment was on his side. And people now are taking an interesting look at raw milk. But at what price? There's an interesting bit of information on this. If you go to farmtoconsumer.org, you can see the story of Mr. Hershberger, how much money they spent. But the reaction of people, I think, is the most refreshing here. People actually get why it is this stuff is good for you. It's 12 for the hour on Good Day.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
You
too.
Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as directed. Shaquille O'Neal for new Icy Hot Advanced Cream.
I know all about living with pain. After 19 years of pro ball, man. But now I'm feeling awesome. New Icy Hot Advanced Relief is the real deal.
Icy Hot Advanced Cream has 2 maximum strength ingredients to last up to 50% longer. Works great on shoulders, backs, knees, even arthritis. Icy to dull the pain and hot to relax it away.
Come on now. Advance past pain and get on with living.
New Icy Hot Advanced. Available in cream and patch.
Pain over.
Use only as direct.
Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done. Look, kid. People touch some disgusting stuff in this facility. You got to keep these guys clean. In this place, that is a monumental task. This is why we use paper products from Georgia-Pacific. Just ordered some from Granger. A surplus of solutions for the hygienically challenged. Just got our guys' new touchless soap and towel dispensers. And plenty of refills. They need it. A lot of it. If you need it, call Granger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com/Georgia-Pacific or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
Spring.
Springtime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's spring specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fam and Super Male Plex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin D, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. Med Kits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Top of the page now, Tom Parsons is here from bestfares.com. He's the godfather of budget travel and deals, the king of cheap, Roberta, when it comes to airfare.
That's right.
He's your counterpart. She's the queen of cheap. He's the king of cheap. And so if you're a regular traveler, you can always save money. If you listen to this, you go to DougStefan.com. You'll find where Tom's picture is in the contributors box. Click on that, and you'll see some of the specials that are linked to our website for Doug Stefan Good Day listeners. In a moment, we're going to talk about medical tourism that's on the rise, apparently, and also fall travel. How do you get the bargains? Where do you find them? Stand by for that info here with Tom Parsons on Good Day.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. Wow. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil.
You look great.
You too.
Proper.
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Exciting and new.
For those of you who are not only cruisers, but who love the Love Boat television program, Tom and I were just talking about this boat was called the Pacific Princess, and it's been on the high seas for 40-some-odd years, sold to a scrapyard in Turkey, and will be cut up. I don't really understand why they don't take some of this. These ships, are there that many of them that they had to cut them up? Wouldn't they be usable for something else? I mean, it isn't like we all want to go on these gigantic boats. I would think that there'd be some of you refurbish a ship like this.
and it would have a big attraction, Tom. Why the heck do they chop them up?
We're actually trying to get somebody to buy it for $3 million, so that's getting pretty bad shape.
Nobody would buy it. Okay. Well, that might happen if it sat around for a while.
And also, you know, look at that ship over in Italy right now. It had so many LCD TVs and chemicals and all kinds of stuff. They're afraid it's just going to destroy almost everything there. You know?
Is the ship still on its side, the Concorde Custodia or whatever it was called?
Concorde? Yeah.
Whatever it is. Is that still in the drink?
I haven't really heard
where
it
is.
I do, too. I think I know they've been moved yet.
Yeah.
Good Lord. All right. First of all, the medical tourism rise in interest here in America. People are trying to find affordable health care, so there are tours being put together. How's that work?
Yeah, actually, I'm thinking about doing a couple of those this year.
Really? I'll do one with you. We'll take some listeners on a health.
I've been thinking about Costa Rica because I have a couple teeth in the back, need implants.
I'm talking about taking listeners on a cruise.
I know, but I need some work, too.
We don't care.
And then the ladies, you know, for their little plastic, and then but it's the dental work is about sometimes could be 25% what you'd pay here.
Really?
You
have your work done on a ship, so you take a cruise and you get your work done by professionals who are on a ship.
Yeah, I don't know if I would do that, but still, I do know that Singapore has four-star, five-star hotels they sort of put you up in.
Mm-hmm.
And then Mexico used to be good until the border towns became so unsafe.
Yeah.
I know people had complete teeth replacements. All implants were like $2,500. You can't even get one tooth replaced in America for, you know, maybe $2,500.
A lot of money. Yeah. All right, so that's an idea.
Go there.
All right, what do we have for fall travel? Big
Here's the thing.
Savings.
I'm not sure about this weekend. I'd be a little careful. Yesterday was a great day. We said that in our email, or hot deals by email, but, you know, Boston was 298 to the West Coast all through the fall. Plus, we had that 15% off coupon. It's still up there. You might want to get it and see if maybe the fares will go down again next Tuesday or Wednesday. We were seeing some unbelievable snooze you lose it. So watch every day. We're going to put something up around 11 a.m. Central of what we think the hottest airfares are today. But they're all snooze you lose it. We had Dallas to New York for $158 to next June yesterday on United. So there's deals out there, but you're going to poke around this weekend, I think.
All right, poke around the site for the deals for Doug Steffen listeners at TomParsonsBestFares.com.
Hi, my name is Scott Fuchs, teacher and rowing coach for over 14 years. I was sluggish, overweight, on prescription drugs, and only 30-something. Fortunately, I was referred to Dr. Z, and happy to say Dr. Z's all-natural protocols over a consistent course resolved my health issues. I'm in the best shape of my life, and most importantly, on zero medications.
I'm Dr. Stanowski, author of Evology, trained as a primary care physician, surgical manipulation under anesthesia, expert in nutrition, diet, weight loss, immune system, and I specialize in chiropractic. My 15 years of professional experience has taught me the four keys to vibrant health: a balanced musculoskeletal system, an integrated nervous system, a flowing lymphatic system, and a body filled with over 90 essential nutrients. This has been a secret too long. Actualize your potential, reverse disease. Call me, Dr. Z. 201-945-1177, 201-945-1177, evolveyourself.com.